calling in right now, I understand, is Secretary Mike Pompeo. Secretary Pompeo, I'm glad you're calling in. Tell us what's going on. Everybody in America really wants to know the truth, and everybody's apprehensive. So people believe you. You tell us.
Well, John, it's good to chat with you. You know, we're watching the horrors in Ukraine, and we know that had America done the right thing in the fall, had we delivered on our commitments to the Ukrainians by helping them have the tools that they needed to defend themselves, there'd be less violence and less terror taking place in that place today. I hope the Biden administration will get on their front foot. I hope they'll lean forward. The Ukrainians haven't asked for a single soldier or Marine. They've simply asked for the tools to defend their own sovereignty, and we could do a lot more for them. We should make sure the Europeans are doing their part. But in the end, this is in their neighborhood. They are the frontline fighters. Putin is certainly intending to go beyond Ukraine if he gets the opportunity. We need to make sure that the Europeans do the right thing. And then finally, American energy is at the very center of this. We all can see gas prices at home through the roof. Food prices are going to follow. It's going to get really expensive here for ordinary families. And a good part of that is the fact that we didn't do the right thing and make sure that we were producing American energy for ourselves and to support Europeans so they weren't dependent on Vladimir Putin for their natural gas and their crude oil.
Now, Putin is he pulling back or regrouping? What is he really doing?
John, I don't know what he will choose to do operationally and tactically. He certainly moved off of the target in Kyiv because he's been unsuccessful, and I think he's redeploying to the south and southeast of their country. But I don't think that the Ukrainians think, and I don't think any of us should believe for a second, that Vladimir Putin has changed. He's been the same tyrant for 20 years. He didn't do this. He didn't, he took a fifth of Ukraine, the part called Crimea, during the Obama administration. He now has conducted this land war, this invasion. He didn't do that when America was leading for 4 years while President Trump and I were running America's national security team. He won't change his ways. His, the nature, his objectives aren't going to change. He wants to rebuild greater Russia. It looks like he is going to move to the south and the southeast and begin to try and cut the Ukrainians off from the Black Sea. That looks like his military next set of moves.
Now, the free world is approximately 2.5 billion people. Dictatorships are about 5.5 billion people. The free world is looking for the United States for leadership to keep 2.5 billion people free. I mean, the way I look at it, that Putin looked at what happened in Afghanistan. China got all the assets, got all everything. They own the Taliban. Does he feel he wasn't getting his set, and that's why he actually went into the Ukraine?
I think, John, there's no doubt that his perception of American resolve changed fundamentally when President Biden came into office. The risk seemed low. The cost that he would have to pay seemed reasonable, and he began to prepare the assault that we've seen take place in the main four regions of Ukraine. I think there's no doubt about that. It wasn't just Afghanistan. Remember, the president says a minor incursion is okay. When the Russians shut down a pipeline in the United States, remember they shut down the Colonial Pipeline for several days?
Yes.
President Biden simply says, don't do that again. And I mean, there was just so many signals sent. The first American leader to go meet with Vladimir Putin wasn't the Secretary of Defense or the Secretary of State or the president. It was Secretary Kerry.
Well, I realized...
They put climate change at the top of the list, and that shows
Mr. Secretary,
and the lack of resolve.
I realized it was the Russians when the entire amount needed to buy off the problem was 4.5 million, which is chump change for the whole colonial pipeline. The Russians were only sending a message. So my intelligence sources, I broke the story. I apologize for that. The number was 4.5 million from my sources. And... Well, we all have our sources. Aren't they partners with Russia and many, many other items?
No, the craziness of the fact that the Russians are killing Ukrainians and we are sitting, the United States is sitting at the table in Vienna talking to the Iranians is it's hard to imagine and understand. It's incomprehensible to me. Look, I think the Biden administration's strategy was not well prepared. And then when Ukraine began to show and demonstrate their incredible resolve in Zelensky, his leadership, they slow walked everything. They were too slow. The weapons we provided were too small and too few. They were afraid that Ukraine might win on some theory that you were going to provoke Vladimir Putin. I think everybody listening to this knows Vladimir Putin's done been provoked. The mission set hasn't changed, and we should have been, and we should continue now to provide them the tools that they're asking for, whether that's MiG-29s that they wanted or the sophisticated air defense systems they're looking for, or just the American intelligence that we could very readily provide them with almost no risk to the United States. Those are the things the Ukrainian people deserve, the Ukrainian military wants, and the things that will protect the American people at home from what is going to be a staggering increase in cost for energy and for food as a result of this conflict in Ukraine.
And Mr. Secretary, I understand the Chinese are after the Solomon Islands now. I mean, a lot of Marines died taking the Solomon Islands in the Pacific. And
they did it.
And
yep,
we're not. And nobody's challenging them on it.
administration didn't challenge the Solomon Islands. The Obama administration didn't challenge them when they put military assets on a group called the Spratly Group of Islands in the South that Xi promised Obama he wouldn't do. They've been unwilling to confront the Chinese Communist Party. I hope they'll begin to get it right with the people of Taiwan, that they'll provide the weapon systems to the Taiwanese so that they too, like the Ukrainians, can do the hard work, the work to defend themselves. If we're serious about this, if we help these nations present credible deterrent posture to the Chinese Communist Party, good things will follow. You know, the connections between Ukraine and China and Taiwan are deep, but maybe even more important is to watch the Chinese allow the Russians to continue to advance and then scoop up Russian oil and natural gas with big pipelines being built so they get this product at a discount. This war has proven to be a tremendous boon for Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communists. The United States has the resources and tools. We know precisely how to do this. What this requires is real leadership. I think you're right. I think he is regrouping. He's not going to either leave the battlefield, nor is he going to move away from his ultimate objectives. And we need to make sure we show the result that the United States showed for 4 years during our time. You can get that deterrence back. It just takes real action. Folks in the Middle East, folks in Southeast Asia, leaders all across the world are watching. The American people are watching to see if this administration has the moxie, the skill, and the strategy to actually execute a vision that will make our country more prosperous and more secure and do a good turn for the people of Europe and Ukraine as well.
Mr. Secretary, what would you like to tell all American people?
Well, this is Palm Sunday, and so I think we all ought to turn our eyes to that as well. Know that this prayer will help the Ukrainian people through their terrible tragedy also. And then finally, we're about to suffer one of the greatest invasions across our southern border that we have ever seen. We could be talking about 15 or 18,000 illegal immigrants per day. This can be stopped. We know how to do it. The policy that we had put in place that we came to call Remain in Mexico worked to turn off the magnet. We're going to see a transfer of people and fentanyl and potentially terrorists across our border that will put the nation at real risk.
Mr. Secretary, wow. You're 100% correct. Thank you so much for everything you've done for America in the past, and you continue to speak out for America. God bless you, and God bless America.
Bless you too, John. So long.